Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you would like to see Chris Russell and I, what we did in the commercial break, we got bombarded by Blue Shorts and did a Facebook Live thing. It's up on our Facebook page at 106.7 The Fan. What I wanted to do is eat pizza. We talked about the draft more, which we're going to continue to do now because the Redskins have made their selection, and holy cow, it is exactly who they wanted. Jonathan Allen is the pick. By the way, the Buccaneers just selected O.J. Howard, tight end out of Alabama at 19. We will keep you updated as we go on those picks. But as I said, you'll hear from a ton of our hosts as we go. Eric Bickle from the Junks already joined us. We have put him to bed. Danny Ruye is allowed to stay up a little bit later because his show is not until 10. Danny, when it comes to sports in this town, you're never happy about anything. Are you happy?
I am doing naked, tripod, spin kick, kung fu cartwheels. I'm working on my balance beam routine. I'm working on a floor routine. I have never been happier in an off-season moment in my Washington Redskins fandom history. Now, that's probably the kiss of death, of course, but I can't believe this happened. I was so sure that they were going to screw this up and take a running back because everybody convinced themselves that first-round running backs are smart value, which they're not. Find me the Dallas Cowboy offensive line, and then I'll give you a good running back value in the first round. Anybody who does it, for the most part, is pretty foolish. Of the top 10 rushers last year, only one was a first rounder. That's Ezekiel Elliott. But I digress, my friends. I am so giddy about the fact that the marriage of excellence and need, it finally happened. I cannot believe I'm so lucky to live in this day and age. Incredible pick. I am so happy.
I am quite humored by the fact that your euphoria is still in your mind the kiss of death, but I'm happy that you are happy.
You get it, man. You know what it's like. I mean, the other shoe was going to drop. The sword of Damocles follows me around like a dark cloud. Whatever. Here's
Danny,
the point.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump in. I don't mean to ruin the mood, but how do you balance that Jonathan Allen is a Redskin and at the same time the Caps lost game one to Sidney Crosby and the Penguins?
I've got my resignation on. I watched the way the Caps were tested by the Toronto Maple Leafs, the speed, kind of a junior varsity version of the Penguins, and I've actually resigned myself to the fact that this is going to happen again. Nothing is different. I have no illusions of anything else. The Caps will skate with them and make it a nice six-game series. Maybe we get to seven. It's cute, but it's a Canadian league dominated by Canadians, and Sidney Crosby's the golden boy, so it's going to be 1-9 in series against the Penguins. This is something that matters way more to me in terms of the Redskins' direction of the franchise. Guys, it's been no secret. I've hammered them after this entire Scott McLuhan embarrassment saga sort of took place. And a lot of people want to just move on and sweep it under the rug. This, to me, defines what they're going to be for the next several years. You go back through their history. Every time it's been a Dan and a lackey in charge, it's been some kind of disaster. Anytime they've had a football person in charge, it gets slightly better, and then those guys can't handle it, and they fire that person or make him quit or whatever the hell else. They just did that here this past offseason. This is kind of a tipping point. This is your fork in the road for where this franchise goes. And to have this kind of fortune so they couldn't possibly screw it up by taking the sexy, shiny thing, the Deshaun Watson or the new quarterback with golden teeth that they could market jerseys to Rube to buy day one. The fact that they got a tremendous football player who happens to be a local kid and a stud, productive college player. They're going to ask him to play all over the line. I see him being a Michael Bennett type player, like the way the Seattle Seahawks use him, the versatility, the strength. It fits a tremendous need. I am so euphoric at this pick, guys.
Danny Ruye, the very happy and excited Danny Ruye, the rare sighting of that Danny Ruye, is with us here on The Fan. Craig Hoffman, Chris Russell. This is our ongoing coverage of the 2017 NFL Draft. As this draft is unfolding and you see that, oh my God, there's a path for this to happen, were there other players that you wish could have stayed on the board a little bit longer, maybe a Malik Hooker, or is this the guy you had your eye on all along?
I didn't think it was possible, Craig, to be honest with you. I'm doing the hurdles, the calculations. Okay, another team just traded up for a quarterback. By the way, none of these guys should be taken as high as they are, but here we go. Everybody overvalues quarterbacks on an annual basis. Never forget, Tim Tebow was a first-rounder, as with Jake Locker, Christian Ponder. The list goes on forever. I think this class is like some of those in years past. But, again, I digress. Every time an offensive player jumps up into that top 10 where we thought, hey, this is a great spot for a defensive player, a Lattimore falls a little bit, et cetera, et cetera. Mike Williams goes top 10. McCaffrey goes top 10. Next thing you know, you're starting to do some calculations. You've got a Reuben Foster who's going to be dancing. You've got an Allen. You've got a Hooker. I'm happy with any of these guys, Craig. I mean, that's how I've operated here. There are impact defensive players. You got to hope that somebody kind of works their way down the Plinko board to the Washington Redskins at 17. And lo and behold, it's a guy that I probably would have taken if I was sitting at number 3, to be honest with you, and Jonathan Allen. I know the medicals scare some people, that torn labrum. Listen, this is a cruel world we're talking about here. It's pro sports. I don't really care if the guy's got arthritis when he's 50. I care, can he give me a second contract here with the Washington Redskins of dominant defensive line play? And I think he can. Allen is a dream come true, to be honest with you. I would have been thrilled with Foster, would have been thrilled with Hooker, would have been thrilled with even Lattimore, as good a player as he is, because you strengthen a strength already right there with a guy that's that tremendous. But the fact that he was there and it happened is just, it's amazing to me. I really didn't think it was possible until a handful of picks before it was almost solidified. Either Baltimore was going to take, they had to take Humphrey, obviously, but they could have taken Foster or Allen, and I would have been thrilled with either one. And the fact that Allen's there and fills their biggest need, remarkable.
Danny, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Obviously, a little bit late night here. I know we'll be expecting more from 10 to 2 tomorrow. Grant and Danny, of course, recapping not only game one of the Caps and Penguins, but Jonathan Allen coming home to be with the Washington Redskins. You the man, buddy. We appreciate you hopping aboard with us.
You got it, boys. Keep those late fires burning and keep Blue Shorts out of the studio. Love you, pal.
That is a major problem. The guy is just a communist. He's trying to take all of our pizza. He's trying to ruin everything.
No, just now we're going to take a commercial break and we're going to eat pizza. We're going to come back with your phone calls at 800-636.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.